Like, this is shaking now, and I'm kind of nervous.
All right, well, while Derek tries to get himself down.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If he can get, there he goes. We're all right.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If I got injured on the air and everyone heard it, is that a good worst case?
Probably the easiest one. And I feel like it'd probably be the first time it ever happened here.
Hold it! We also heard it be my own fault, so.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, no, it actually wouldn't even be cut and dry at all.
It'd just be funny.
On WGR.
It'd be a great open.
Sports Radio 550.
And an open it was indeed. A great one. Yes. Fantastic little thing of when I stood up on a chair because I wanted to get on my my soapbox. It was about being mad at Twitter.
Funnily enough.
And the changes that were made to it for the worse.
Yeah, that's a pretty recent one then.
It was a year ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, chair with wheels underneath it.
Standing on a chair with wheels underneath it.
Well, any shake of the knees could send the chair flying in the opposite direction.
And send you flying in a downward direction.
Yeah. Could be eating the floor.
Embrace the crunch.
Speaking of another open.
Speaking of another open.
The stale donuts.
Yes.
They have not retreated, by the way. They are still around.
What?
The office.
Don't tell me that.
Over in the room out there.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
At this point, those...
They've gotten people this week. They've gotten people.
Why are they still here?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
I don't
How?
Know.
Who's hiding them?
Who, what, where, when, why, how?
Who's protecting them?
Nobody's protecting them. Just no one wants to touch them because it's like... You ever read the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books? I don't know. You might be older, but... I don't want to say too
attacking
old.
My,
I don't want to call
11:05
you old.
And you already attacked my soul.
They came out when I was like 10, right? So I read those, and the cheese touch was the thing, right?
The cheese
You touched the cheese, the old cheese that was just sitting on the pavement for years.
Am I just old cheese?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the donuts are old cheese. You touch the stale donut, you become the stale donut. You don't want to touch the stale donut.
That upsets me because those donuts already upset me because of what they are.
Oh, yeah. But also they...
Wait a minute. That was a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are they still here?
They might not still be here today. They were here until Thursday or Friday.
Stop trying to kill us.
They were moved. There was a conversation I had with, why are these still here? And they said they got me.
Help!
They said they got me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Why does this place...
Anytime I hear they got them...
Why? Why are we still here?
I don't know.
I'm thinking like there's five bags of unmarked tortilla chips a couple of years back, and I'm like, is there going to be like a rolling rock trap like in Indiana Jones? Like,
mm-hmm. It's going to be like tumbleweeds, except just stale donuts around the office.
Oh my God. Get us interns again. We need help.
I know.
We need help making sure
they need
to navigate
to eat the stale donuts.
No,
initiation.
We just need them to remove the donuts.
Donut removing intern job posting on LinkedIn. Qualifications? Oh. Bachelor's degree.
Fortitude.
Yeah.
There's your requirement. Yeah. Fortitude.
Yes.
So, this is a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. We're already goofing off here as it's the bye week. So, what kind of week is there for nonsense? Well, this is absolutely the week for the nonsense.
The tomfoolery.
But whatchamacallit at this point, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, ready? It all leads to this. Every show I try to do this. And, you know, sometimes it's a ridiculous question. Sometimes it's actually a pretty good one. And I think I've got a good one here for you this time.
Okay.
You mentioned going to see a movie that has been said to be bad.
Critically. I think you'd be the critically acclaimed
Said to
Hollywood
be very,
blockbuster.
Very bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the worst movie show that you've ever gone to willingly and either came out so disappointed that you were like mad at yourself or you knew it was going to be a bad idea?
Ooh, I'd have to think back about that. Ooh, disappointed, going in disappointed, knowing I was going to be disappointed, even more disappointed. Because this experience was not that.
Yeah.
Santa got kidnapped. It got interesting.
And
Santa also was bench pressing like 800 pounds. J.K. Simmons, he's in good shape. That's all I got to say. He was outlifting the rock. But trying to think of a movie where I was just
How do
like,
you kidnap someone like that?
Well, who? I'm not. I can't tell you what actually happened because I'm going to spoil it for everybody. But they kidnap, in air quotes. It's The Christmas Witch. Nick Kroll is in it? Like, just a... Chris Evans, The Rock?
What are they trying... No wonder that movie had such a gigantic
But here's the
budget.
Thing. If you look at the audience score versus the credit score, the audience score is like a 96%. People are liking it.
Oh, boy.
So this is going to be an...
It's the movie critics.
It's a Christmas blockbuster. Yeah. Well, Venom was like that, too, if you don't remember. The critics hated it, but everyone loved the first Venom movie. Mm-hmm. I still can't pinpoint a movie where I went in disappointed. I think I only pick movies I think I'm going to like. I think that's just where my mind is at. I don't know.
Okay, have you ever been... So, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't necessarily pick it, but I remember leaving so irritated that I lost like 2 hours of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was The Cabin in the Woods, which okay. I'm pretty sure was like is essentially like a parody of Scary Movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it going, what the F was that?
Oh.
Like, yeah. Just like, nope, okay. I'm not getting those hours back. Those are gone. I have this taking up space in my brain now.
This might be a little controversial,
uh-oh,
what I'm about to say. Existential circumstances led to this movie not being what it was supposed to be. Out of their control, right? The second Black Panther movie.
Yes,
unfortunate passing of Chadwick Boseman, who is one of my favorite all-time actors. 42 might be one of my favorite sports movies mm-hmm. ever, right? They did what they could, but it just fell flat 100%. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it was a shame. It's
but
a
like,
shame, but also out of their control. But, like, I can't sit here and say...
You tried to cook with what you had.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine.
Right, but it just didn't land, unfortunately. Any of the X-Men, later X-Men movies, not good.
No.
Yeah. So I guess those, I go into movies though, I pick movies to go buy tickets for that I think I'm going to like.
I mean,
that's kind of where I'm at, you know?
I'll say The Rise of Skywalker for me was a little disappointing.
No, who could even, yeah. I think the eighth one, I went to see that in a theater.
Oh, we'll fight one day because I actually like The Last Jedi.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Every time I listen to you, I'm disappointed.
I don't know. I was pleasantly surprised by Red One, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. That I mean, that's good, at least.
Mm-hmm. The Rock, Black Adam. That's a movie I thought was going to be somewhat okay.
I was like, no.
No?
No. I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it. I'm happy I didn't do it, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch that in theaters, though. I streamed it later.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I got one.
Here we go. The brain's going
now. This one. Sorry, these are all like Marvel and DC movies. That's
it's the shtick at that point.
That's primarily when I was younger. Those were like the movies coming out at the time before COVID.
Oh, yeah. And then like there was a very disappointing
like TV show
stretch.
Run. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But DC, Man of Steel was, in my opinion, good. I mm-hmm. like the different take, whatever. Batman vs. Superman, not great, unless you watch the 4-hour director's cut. So the theatrical release was not good. Disappointed in that. And then the Justice League that they replaced Zack Snyder with the Avengers director, Joss mm-hmm. Whedon, was terrible, the theatrical one. It was just campy. Like they took the entire tone from the past two movies and wiped their butt with it, essentially. Like,
yeah.
That, you know, like that. But then they released the 4-hour cut on HBO Max during COVID.
First of all, 4-hour cut, like.
Right. It was released episodically, though. Like, you could pause it at like part three, part four.
Still, 4 hours. Like, mm-hmm. who do you think you are? Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that. I never saw the Snyder cut. And I'm glad that I didn't, because, like, again, 4 hours, that sounds like a lot.
It wasn't bad, though.
That's a homework assignment.
Right, but I watched it in one setting with a group of friends. Like, it really wasn't bad. You know, I don't know. I think 4 hours I can do if it's a good 4 hours, if it's a good movie. Like,
yeah.
The Batman, good 3-hour detective drama,
yes.
Thriller. Like, I'll sit there for 3 hours and watch that.
I love that we're doing this like with a disappointment thing. Like the wider lines that I can come up with here are just perfect.
I've done something similar to this.
Anytime the Buffalo Sabres play.
Yes.
Bills Chiefs in the playoffs.
I think we should bring that back. Should we campaign for that?
No.
I've never experienced it. I feel like that'd be awesome.
I will throw hands.
We could probably AI the Weiner line now, right? No?
Oh, well, let's make it worse. Sure.
Just, yeah.
Let's take a bad idea and make it worse. That's effectively what most like creative AI is, hey, let's take a bad idea and make it worse.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've seen a couple disappointing movies, but I normally buy movie tickets in hopes that it's going to be a good movie. Hey, I don't think
you wanna break through with a little bit of a history thing?
Sure.
Within Sports Talk Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm moving the wrong mouse. So I'm
That would help. Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Disappointments. Me. I'm disappointment. Mm-hmm. But we are going to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to John in Rochester. John, welcome to the first caller of the opening band.
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, my favorite movie of all time, better than Gone with the Wind, was the first Dumb and Dumber movie with Harry Dunn and Lloyd Christmas. It's Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey played those two guys. There was a sequel done not long after the first one.
Oh, that's right.
I think it was called Dumb and Dumber 2, and they didn't have Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey in it. That was the worst sequel I've ever seen. And I'll tell you, that was a huge disappointment.
John, thank you for the call, man. I appreciate that. I think it was called Dumb and Dumberer.
Yes, but then they did release a Dumb and Dumber 2 with Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey in 2012.
Yeah.
Like that happened. Because Jim Carrey was very anti-sequel. That's why The Mask and Bruce Almighty, he was never in Evan Almighty. They pivoted to Chris... Steve Carell's character.
Yeah, they pivoted to Carell's character there in that one. After, he gets himself fired.
I love that movie takes place in Buffalo and that Bruce Nolan is capitalized on the...
Yes, Bruce Nolan is capitalized on the persona of Bruce Nolan. And love Bruce, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how... Whenever I hear him talking to us, I'm picturing Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Like, that's so funny to me.
If I ever meet Bruce, he better look like Jim Carrey now.
Mm-hmm.
nice try, FBI. You know what? I'll just tell everyone that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I meet him, I'm just playing with the bit. It's like, it's actually like a doppelganger of Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
That's who he is. He's actually a clone, which is kind of surprising. Like, he's been in Sonic 2 and now Sonic 3.
Yeah, I think that's a swan song, though. I don't think he said he wants to retire, so I assume he's going to fill out the rest of these movies and that'll be that.
Yeah, but, like, that's him doing sequels, and that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, he's been anti that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Dumb and Dumber 2, the one they released in, like, the 2010s, was actually not bad. They kind of, this show could be a sequel to that, essentially.
This show could be a sequel to a lot of things.
Yeah.
More importantly than any of it is none of it's good. Hey, man, I'm here for a good time, all right?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not here for a long time. Why not? Let's just have fun today.
Yeah. This just got deep.
There's zero stakes today. Like, there's no, like, yeah, the Sabres play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always got that. And we'll talk about the Sabres because I'm jazzed up about the fact that they got another gritty win without their best scorer.
Yeah.
And got rid of a slow, dismal start to actually make the Ducks look like a bad hockey team that had a great goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won that game. Take it.
Yeah. UPL and looked a little interesting in the beginning of that game.
In the beginning, the whole team looked very interesting. Yeah. Not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, they got things in gear. And that's what teams do if they're going to make a playoff run. Yeah, get it together.
Yeah.
At some point.
I think accountability has been big. And they're holding themselves accountable. And look, even in the games, they're holding themselves accountable. From period one to period two.
They're changing things up. They're fixing the dynamic.
Adjustments
are happening and the responsiveness to it.
Yeah. They rally around each other.
That's the big thing.
Is that
they are making sure to course correct when possible. But it's also responding to the coach almost in real time.
You're never trying to get yourself too low. Like Philly is a game that is notwithstanding in that point, because like at some point that you take a bad penalty when you have a power play, you could make that thing 2-1. Darling takes a slashing penalty and it was just like
it fell apart.
And it fell apart after that.
Once that one domino normally falls when you're rallying, things
but the Sabres have been doing a better job of stopping that from really
The snowball effect. They're not letting it roll down the hill.
It doesn't compound on them anymore.
Yeah,
and that's where I think things are very interesting. Is they make sure that it doesn't compound. They make sure that the losses don't compound after the start of the year. That's what's getting important about them. And Zach Jones brought it up yesterday when him and I were in for the time slot of One Bills Live.
Mm-hmm.
He had guessed just erroneously that like 80% of teams that are in a playoff spot by Thanksgiving stay in a playoff spot. The actual number, 76. 76% of teams in a playoff spot by Thanksgiving tend to stay there. Yes, the Sabres infamously were one of those 24% of teams when they had a 10-game win streak, were one of the best teams on December 1st, and then proceeded to crater.
Yeah.
So, of course, like that's going to attack you right in the PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they're reclaiming their place right now.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
can
other thing.
Optimistically look at this team, too. It's not all
because
doom and
gloom. Because the Sabres win against L.A., they're in that second wild card spot.
Right.
Boston wins the next night. They take it back. But then the Sabres go, no, it's ours. And they reclaim it.
Yeah, tug of war.
That's going to be the whole season, by the way. Have fun.
Well, the East is just blue.
It is blue.
In general, it's going to be a dogfight.
Dare I even say,
it's going to be scrappy. It's a dogfight.
It's going to be scrappy, and it's also going to be important to stay on your game.
Yeah, you can't drop multiple games in a row.
You can't.
One at most, and then you got to get back on the horse. And
but ready? Here's your fun part. You're 1 point back of Tampa for third place.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be
anything can happen.
The thing is ready? This is going to be all year. Here's the central message. The Sabres, through hell or high water, are going to be in this thing all year. If they do lose a couple of games in a row, don't fret. Because the rest of the Atlantic, the rest of the Eastern Conference, dare I even say, is looking pretty cut and dry. But now here's your kicker. This is the, of course, it's Buffalo stat.
Mm-hmm.
There are 9 teams with 20 points or more right now in the East. Buffalo and Boston are tied at 21. I know that the Buffalo pessimist in all of us we'll say, of course, Buffalo is going to be the team at the end of the season that ends up on the short end of the string. If there's, you know, teams above like a certain point threshold to make the playoffs.
Right.
Why? Because they already did this. But again, the Buffalo Sabres, they might be average. But don't you dare call them boring.
No, they're exciting.
And that alone is worth tuning into.
Yeah, they're exciting to watch. They're a young team who plays like a young team. You know, it might be a low game, but you're going to see the highs. You're going to see the peaks in that game. It's literally a roller coaster. Every single game is.
Yes.
Like, that's the best way to put it.
So Jack Quinn had probably his best stretch. I think Sabres After Dark treated him real well
because
he looked good in the first period against
LA. They normally play really well on the West Coast road trips. That's like where you could say, oh, they're going to put a couple games together.
Yes,
you know?
And the thing was is that he looked really good in the first period against LA before like nobody was able to have scoring chances. And then he plays great last night against Anaheim. Probably one of their best players. Owen Power is Owen Powering.
Yeah, he's playing very well.
But I got a couple of former hockey players that say he's bad because he doesn't hit.
You could be good at hockey without hitting.
You can be good as a defenseman without hitting, too.
Yeah.
Just got to be able to play defense. Oh, right. Who makes the defensive play that starts Jason Zucker's breakaway last night? Oh, is that number 25? Yeah, that's number 25.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it was.
I don't see hits on the stat line.
That's okay.
You know? No.
Well, I mean, you can see hits on
the stat line. You can see them. But at the end of the day?
They do show.
At the end of the day?
At the end of the day, that just means you don't have the puck.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know when Power's at his best.
When he has the puck.
When he's got that puck.
Yeah, and that's what you've seen. he's really matured.
Is it a surprise that he leads all defensemen in even strength points? He's got 15 points. Owen Power's fifth on this team in scoring. And he leads all defensemen in the NHL at even strength.
I don't think you can really argue with that. There's no argument that he's playing anything but well right now.
Exactly. I've wanted more from Alex Tuch, and these last two games I got it.
Well, that's been a call all season. Where did Alex Tuch from two seasons ago go?
I was thinking, like, is Alex Tuch like an empty calorie point producer? Is he only chipping in like a little bit of the more meaningless times? And last night, no, not at all. He makes a strong play, creates the 2-on-1. Power can't bury it, but then in comes Jiří Kulík, who is a Saber.
Oh, yeah.
It was something that I had asked Joe Yurden when I went to the Prospects Challenge. I was like, are we at that time for Jiří Kulík? He's like, he's 20. So, like, let's not worry about it. And now, not only am I not worrying about it, I'm thinking it might be a bad idea to ever send him back.
I wouldn't. Keep him up here as long as he's producing.
He understands the speed of the game. And that is important. Like, yeah, he only has 2 goals in 11 games. But most of the time, it has been when Jack Quinn and Dylan Cousins have, quite frankly, forgotten how to play hockey. I mean, I'm not going to say that, of course, like as a statement of fact, more of the over-exaggeration.
Yeah, the hyperbole.
The hyperbole of sorts that, like, you know, like they really were having themselves such a down funk to start the year, and nothing could fix them. And they tried Kulík with that, and it didn't work. But now it's working. Quinn, again, looked fantastic. He looked like the guy that you saw last year before he got hurt. So it looks like it was a thing that it's taking time. And I don't know if I'm going to say bullying works, but at the same time, like, yeah, Quinn and Cousins have been the guys that we're always pointing out as of late. But I don't think that does anything. It's just a luck scenario. We're all complaining about Quinn and Cousins, and now all of a sudden they're kind of turning their game around.
Yeah, you're putting your – I mean, I have faith Dylan Cousins is going to really start turning it around.
But I think the other thing is that when they score a goal, it's infectious.
Yeah, the energy is felt throughout the entire team. It's like a ripple.
They're like, I want the next one.
Mm-hmm.
You look on the bench and go, hey, let's get that next one.
Yeah, 50 seconds later, there was another one.
Exactly.
Like it was with less than 60 seconds.
And that's what I mean by it's infectious. You look at your line mates and go – our turn. Let's go.
Let's cook. That's what you're saying, right? You feel the juice. If one of your guys could do it, you're like, I want it. I got it. Let's go.
Let's get in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go in.
And they're a young team like that, very close-knit, very excitable team. I think when the momentum starts going in their favor, you can't stop them. But they have to.
Ducks coach last night, in one of his post-game quotes, is that the Sabres, it was a fun game last night. That's what he said. After losing to the Sabres in overtime.
It was sure fun to watch.
But that's the thing, is that the Sabres are a fun team.
Yeah.
And that is something that I want more than anything right now with them, is I need to be entertained.
Are you not entertained?
I am always entertained with them, except for Philadelphia. That one game didn't count. That's like the Baltimore game. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, but it was simmed.
Yeah, I accidentally jumped an extra week on my Madden franchise there. I was not behind the wheel for that game, unfortunately.
There's no Warren Bossing, say.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Philadelphia game. There is no Baltimore game.
As far as I'm concerned, this team's undefeated right now. There are no losses on the season. That's where I'm at.
We'll go to Rob in Connecticut before we get to break here. Rob, what's up? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday, my guy.
Hey, what's going on, Derek? What's going on, Joe? Thank you very much for taking my call on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. Now, one of my first questions for you guys is, would you rather have stale donuts in the office or boneless buffalo wings from Sandusky, Ohio?
Oh, God, Rob. Tough spot you're putting us in here.
Now, you make the choice. And my other question is, are the donuts from Paula's?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Well, I was going to say, how can you let Paula's donuts go stale?
Right.
Hang on. There is a legitimate answer to that, but I'm not allowed to go in on that.
But for
are
the
really that good though?
The average, yes. Paula's Donut is no free brand deals, like
they're
a sponsor.
They're
the
smaller
station.
Donuts.
They're smaller donuts.
Say,
yes. They're phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Okay, that's the answer I was looking for. So
yes,
just think about the boneless buffalo wings, all crusty, compared to Paula's stale donuts.
Oh my okay. God. All right.
Yeah, that's your choice.
Rob, you're putting me in a bad spot here.
You know I had to add to it. My next question is, you know, last night I had the game on, and you're aware of the fact that I'm legally blind, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So I listened to the hockey game. You know, the Sabres, they started out kind of flat, but then they picked it up. I was happy that they had the three unanswered goals. That was beautiful. And but the greatest thing ever is when you're listening and you hear your name, which is not common, but it is a hockey name. And I didn't realize that Anaheim had a player on there that has the same last name as me. And I was like, damn, I wish he was with Buffalo. My last name is Gauthier.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Hunter Gauthier plays for the Anaheim Ducks. And I was like, yep. Oh, that's cool. And my fiance is a Quinn. So I keep trying to convince her to get Jack Quinn's jersey. Now, here's the other question for you. I want to get a jersey. Should I get a black, red, and white goat head jersey or the blue? But I know who I want to get because he gained a lot of respect by stepping in, and that's Zach Benson. I want Benson's jersey. What do you think?
Oh, I think Benson's a good name for the jersey, for sure.
Yes.
I love that.
And honestly, I would just go with what your style is at that point.
Get a slug.
No.
Just kidding. No, I think...
Did you see his face drop?
If you play... If you wear more things that go with blue, yellow, I play to what you have. What you know.
Yeah, it's basically whatever your aesthetic, you want it to be there, Rob.
You want to look evil like the team.
Yeah,
sure, black
but also
and red.
It's more or less like the thing is, here's the beauty of the Buffalo Sabres and their jerseys. You can't go wrong either way.
No, they're both good.
1-3, all three jerseys, even if you go with the road whites, cleanest group of uniforms in hockey.
I honestly like the road whites quite
the
a bit.
The road whites, I might say go with the road white,
yeah.
Rob, because that is one of the cleanest uniforms in all of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It is, from top to bottom, helmet to skates, one of the cleanest kits that you're going to see on an ice rink.
Yes.
Night after night. And even with the Ducks going to orange with their Mighty Ducks logo now.
We talked about that.
It was
we
a good
like
uniform
that.
Combo,
yeah.
though, mm-hmm. last night.
Yeah.
The Kings game. That was a game where those uniforms, literally, it's...
Black and white.
Ready? The thing that I could say is that the Sabres jerseys, with what their standard uniforms are, timeless.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they've been like that for... Well,
but they
minus
can,
the navy blue.
But they can be worn at any point in time.
Yeah.
And they will look clean.
Right.
Timeless.
They don't go out of style.
Why do you think that the Detroit Red Wings have changed nothing about their logo?
Tried and true.
Timeless.
Yeah.
Iconic. And the Buffalo Sabres, they've gone through a couple of those things.
But where are they now?
Worst of all was putting that current and original logo under Navy. That's still the worst thing they ever did.
Google did just change that this season. So now they're Royal Finally. Blue on Google.
Mm-hmm. But like, that was still one of the worst things. That was the worst uniform decision. And they had the turd burger.
Yeah.
But now, you buy a Sabres jersey, doesn't matter what kind of color it is, it's going to look elite.
Mm-hmm. Blue, white, black, and red. There's no way to really go wrong.
We'll talk more on the team as they take on San Jose tonight. 803-0550 is the number to call. Sports Talk Saturday carries on. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR.
Sabres come back. Here's a chance for a breakaway. Zucker trying to get to the net. Scores! Hometown goal for Jason Zucker to tie it up at two apiece with 32.7 seconds left in the second period.
Pretty good addition there. Jason Zucker helps tie it up and, more importantly, gets the Sabres to overtime, where they not only got a point, they then take the second.
Yeah, they
thanks
did
to
it.
Jiří Kulík.
Gotta
and that's
it.
Something that you've liked seeing over these last two games, is they're finding their way even without their best player. Last year, it was a death sentence. Not having Tage in the lineup. Pretty much just chalk it up, walk away. Like,
we're not winning these games. It's not going to happen. Blah, blah, blah.
Like, thanks for coming. It's not going to happen. This year, he is still undoubtedly their best player. Tage with two wrists, healthy, is a menace. And right now, they're finding their way without him. And that's important. UPL had been dialed in these last two games. Big time important to do so. If not for the fact that it is a back-to-back and it would be three games in effectively four nights on a West Coast trip, I would think about starting him again. But this is what I would expect to be the first game for James Reimer in a Sabres uniform.
Yeah. He's technically been wearing the Sabres uniform, though, if you haven't seen that. He wore the black and red pads and the blue pants underneath his other uniform. So he's been actively wearing it, just not playing for the team.
Yeah, on the road trip, yes. But like, that's where he first rejoined the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a wacky year for him. He signs with the Sabres. Then as they go to send him down, he gets claimed by Anaheim, plays out there. John Gibson comes back the way of Reimer. He's back in Buffalo. It's funny. That's all. I feel like it's a funny thing to see how a season can go for a guy. But now, again, I'd expect that James Reimer ends up in the net here tonight because, you know, just workload.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
You got to give UPL a breather.
You got to give Lukanen a little bit of a breather. But at the same time, he's on a heater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Montreal game aside, he is on one.
Yeah. And we said yesterday he did start a little slow, but he picked it right up.
9-10 save percentage. He's kind of just doing what he usually does.
Yeah. But I'm glad Levi's in Rochester.
I am too.
I think he just needs to play consistently.
Yes. It's something that, like, and it's something an older player can probably pick up on a lot easier. Is the mindset, you know, you're not going to be in for a moment. And then when you play, you're going to be, you know, probably more sharp in that way. Whereas with Levi, he is a young guy. He needs that experience. He needs that constant string of games.
Mm-hmm.
And the Levi development plan kind of got undone by UPL.
Yeah, actually lighting on fire last season and being consistent.
Yes.
Unlike hot and cold like he was years before.
2 years ago, Devin Levi started the rest of the way after signing with the Sabres because UPL was highly erratic.
Never knew what you were getting with him.
And Levi was in for the playoff push up until the second last game when they finally got eliminated. But that was him starting and getting a lion's share of the games. But then last season happened. UPL lights it up, and he's ready to go, and he's going. So that's where I think the big key is that, yes, you would like to see Levi getting games, but no, there's no 1A, 1B situation going on here. It's Lukanen's net.
Lukanen took the starting job. It's done.
It's his net. I think that... Yeah, it's going to be a little concerning to see what the dividends on the trade would end up becoming from Sam Reinhart, because you do want to see the players that you acquire actually grow and develop into what they are supposed to be, especially
right,
with a player as hyped as Levi had become. That said, both goalies are in a spot where they best can help themselves right now. Lukanen is the guy. And you need an NHL backup.
Yep. And that's Reimer.
And Devin Levi is not an NHL backup.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is that could he have probably been a starter if he's getting a lion's share of the games? Maybe. Do I think he's having a little bit of trouble processing the NHL speed? Yeah, possibly. Do I think it's going to help him best to get the lion's share of the games again in Rochester? Absolutely. But the problem is that one point or another in the future, you're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, it's either he's going to be your backup.
It's either Lukanen or Levi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's years down the road, though. But eventually, this this run of having a young AHL goaltender.
He's not going to be a young AHL goaltender for much longer.
He's not going to be the young goaltender forever.
No.
But Luukkonen is also young.
That's the problem.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
You also have to pick the right one.
Mm-hmm. Because if you let one walk...
Toronto fans will tell you all about the curse of Justin Poggi.
Yes.
And Tuukka Rask. And how they made the wrong decision.
That could effectively screw your franchise for quite some time.
Why the Sabres are doing the right thing and making sure they hold on to both of them until they have to make a tough decision between two good players. Hopefully that's what's the scenario here. But right now they don't have to worry about it. UPL is the guy and he's playing great and you love to see it. Both of them have such fun personalities though too, so you want them both to succeed.
Oh yeah. They're both solid dudes.
They're both unique in their own way, but it's still fun.
You mean Dwayne?
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah. Dwayne, the name.
The nicknames he keeps getting.
When he first said that on the whatever social media video, what's your nickname? Dwayne? I was like, what? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I was like, wait, where did this one? This one's new. And then the Bob Dylan video.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, go ask Timothy Chalamet. I'm like, Levi got another nickname and everyone just telling us now?
Yeah. Did we ever find out who was the one that saw Bob Dylan?
Oh, it was probably Tage.
Yeah. But we never got like confirmation.
We never got confirmation.
Okay. All right.
But it was still fun. Bryson was like, oh, go ask Tage, like throwing him under the bus.
Mm-hmm. How funny. Yeah, I remember that happening. I was like, what? One of the Sabres just bumping into Bob Dylan on an elevator? Like, that's crazy.
I feel like they just need to find a way to get Bob Dylan to a Sabres game now. Quite frankly. Complete the saga.
Yeah. Would he come is the question.
Keep winning and he will.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the Sabres have a chance to like clinch a playoff spot and then there's Bob Dylan?
People will come.
You start the season with this, you end it that way.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan to close the season. Make it happen, Sabres.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the Mets situation, though, where you bring in, like, Timmy Trumpet to actually do a trumpet performance, and then you have Jerry Seinfeld on whatever social media platform it is.
Why is he playing the trumpet like that?
I blame it on the trumpet performance!
I blame it on the trumpet!
It's the trumpet!
It was the trumpet!
He even said you shouldn't, like, when they did the World Series in 2001 or whatever, when they were facing the Yankees.
The live performance.
The live performance of Who Let the Dogs Out.
Let the dogs out.
Why are we doing live music?
Why are we talking like Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't know.
We should go to break.
We're going to talk like Larry David. Oh, George Steinbrenner.
I think I'm done with impersonations
today.
Yeah,
no, we got to be done.
I think we're done with impersonations.
We're done.
I'm done with you, Derek.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. I got to get things back in order. How are we going to do
that?
Oh, the booty cheek of the week is next. Yep, that's totally going to get us back on the rails here on WGR. This will totally get the show back on track.
Yeah.
What was that?
I thought you were doing like a rap beat, like
Nope.
I was going to go yeah on the next beat.
Nope, just the doomerism that is, what did I do with this show?
That answer is...
It's my fault. It is 1,000% my fault. This is what I am and I can't change it.
Listen, it's a good bye week though. Lots to talk about.
It's a great bye week because the vibes are great.
Around everything.
And we even had some help.
Yes, we did.
Actually, so Joel tweeted in, the show tweeted happened, Sabres over 500, Bills are 9-2. But Joel chimes in, UB 7-4, bowl eligible. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, bonus 5-0 in basketball right now. UB women are 5-0 in college hoops.
Yeah.
Shame on me. I'm not connected with college hoops that well.
I'm not as much college hoops, but college football.
But big thanks to Joel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joel.
For pointing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we need. Help keep us in check a little bit. If I'm not connected as big with college hoops, the good news is that we've got the people. The people will help us out. UB, by the way, we'll talk a little bit about Sean Dolak and the bowl-eligible bowls.
Yes.
Shame that they have two losses in conference.
It's unfortunate, but...
because I would have loved to see them compete for the MAC championship.
They might. With Pete Lembo as the coach, things have turned around immensely already in a season.
Yes. It's just this year, the things that have to happen, there's just I don't know if there's enough time.
Right.
For,
no.
For the losses to pile up for other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could still happen. You
never know.
Spot.
Any given Saturday? Is that what that would?
Yes.
Yeah, any given Saturday. Any given MACtion day during the week?
Any given Tuesday?
Yeah. Thursday? I don't know.
Any given day of the week?
Yeah. Any given day. But it's time
but
for the
Chiefs. It's time to point to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. New York football is looking really good right now.
New York football is great. New Jersey football.
Not so much.
Is not. It's having a hard time.
Very, very difficult time. And I love to see it.
You love to see it.
So, I don't love to see people involved in it, but I love to see the teams themselves falling apart.
So we'll start with the Giants.
Yes.
Of course, the Daniel Jones fiasco that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, this was yours that you were bringing to the table.
Yes. So they take a $47.1 million cap hit this year and $22.2 million next year in 2025. They also free up $19.4 million in cap space next year. So his cap hit will drop from 41.6 to 22.2. So, some positive, but also...
That extension was not a good idea.
Not a good idea. And I get it. There was a lot of juice around the extension. He got the Giants their first playoff win. But at the same time, good on... If I were QB4 playing safety for the scout team, I would be very frustrated.
What we saw, though, is that he volunteered to do that.
Oh, he walked in.
And Ben DiNucci, Bill's preseason legend... he did mention that too. Like, if you're a scout team quarterback, you're playing snaps at safety on the scout team.
Yeah.
Like, that's natural.
But going to QB4 from QB1, I understand him asking for a release, get a shot at a real backup spot somewhere else, or as a starter.
Good for the Giants. The only good thing here about the Giants in this scenario is they granted it.
They respected his wish.
They respected his wish and turned a scenario which would have said to players, do not sign here. Then they went ahead and actually respected the wishes of a player. And
even though it
release.
Wasn't in their best interest cap-wise, no. And they're going to take the hit. It's also because they realize it's big chunk their fault for jumping on that extension so quick.
Yes.
So I think they're taking accountability for themselves and allowing Daniel Jones to not be stuck on a scout team for the next few
years. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will lose their job over that extension.
You think Brian Daboll will or just Joe Shane?
Daboll was supposed to be the guy that groomed Allen. You couldn't get any of that out of Daniel Jones?
Would you take Daniel Jones as a Bills backup?
Yes, we had this discussion yesterday, Zach and I did. Absolutely.
He'd fit the system.
The best part was off air. I said, hey, Daniel Jones is a free agent now. And Zach went, yes. I didn't even ask the question. And we were already like in
there. Yeah.
So
I'm all in on that.
I think
that would be a good backup for Allen for sure.
But that said, I think they're happy with their quarterback room.
I think so too.
Though I think Daniel Jones would immediately be an upgrade over Mitchell Trubisky.
Same with me.
And
Trubisky's a good third stringer. That's where I'm at.
If you were going to put him on the practice squad, you're getting rid of Mike White. And I don't know if that is a clean-cut answer of better than
Trubisky,
better than Daniel Jones thing.
Right.
I have more respect for Mike White than I do Mitchell Trubisky, but I think I probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I think Mike White has had more starting time and a better time as a starter, truthfully, than Trubisky
has.
In recent history, yeah.
So, but Daniel Jones, yeah, that would be an upgrade to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes from a wrinkle of your playbook.
Right. So he's got a skeleton of what you'd be doing. He's got athleticism to him. He can kind of run
The learning curve would be a little less steep for
him.
If he were to sign here. That said, I don't expect that. You know what would be an interesting team to do? The Raiders. Raiders would be a fun one.
Yeah, because, they have Minshew Mania going right now.
Yeah, and I feel like you could do better than that.
Cowboys?
Cowboys would be hilarious, because then Cowboys versus Giants Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. Daniel Jones versus Tommy DeVito. One last ride. Daniel Jones wins the last game for the Giants.
For me, it was the Jets. There's reports from Diana Rossini. You know, Aaron Rodgers wants to play in 2025, but not for the New York Jets. But then it gets even juicier and funnier.
Oh, no. I didn't see the juicier and funnier.
It appears increasingly likely that the Jets place Aaron Rodgers on IR or bench him over the next few weeks, per Diana Rossini. It is also a possibility that the Jets cut Rodgers in season.
I love that.
Do you know the meme that people made of the Timmy Turner praying?
Yes.
Like, please let this happen because it would be so bleeping funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's me right now.
Yeah. Oh, they're winning the AFC East this season. Every talking head show in the beginning of this year.
He's the last person that has to effectively lose his job over this disaster of a season. So please let it happen, because it would be so funny. And everyone around here would agree.
Yes. I think there might be a parade for Aaron Rodgers. Not for him, no. Against him.
Yes. Like the city of New York just has a parade because they're free of Aaron Rodgers.
And Daniel Jones.
That's a worthy party right there. All right, so we're late to the break, but you are listening to WGR Buffalo. And we'll be right back with some more Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, we're here for 2 more hours. Can you deal with it? Let's find out.